Hello, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Walk and Talk, by yours truly, Michael DeAngelis III. Guys, I know it's been a while, and I'm sorry about it. I've been extremely busy with work and so many extra things that have gone on in my life, which has been very good for me because I've been extremely busy, but I've really wanted to come around and make another episode. Here I am. Hey, everyone, what's going on? So for this episode, I actually brought on a special guest. Even though I was thinking about maybe doing something by myself, I decided, you know what, let's just do some fun shit, you know? And my special guest is my newer roommate by the name of Franco.
Hey, hello. How's everyone?
So Franco is also a newer friend of mine because he kind of moved in.
April,
yes. Yeah. He moved in for Anthony, who is my other roommate. Mm-hmm. And he moved in to take his spot while he's out in San Francisco. So yeah. Franco will be living with us until close to the end of September, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you like living with us so far?
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
You guys are great roommates. I couldn't ask for anything better. This is my first time staying in on campus, you know?
Yeah.
So it's first time with living with other people I don't know. I'm used to staying with the fam.
Yeah.
This was great. I'm happy with the decision, and thanks for offering. You guys offered.
Dude, of course. We're open to anyone, you know, moving in, and you know, we met you before because of Nicolo, Anthony's cousin, and that's one of your good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, having you around is a lot of fun, and everyone seems to really like you when they meet you. So it's been good.
Well,
all of our friends love you and stuff.
Blushing.
Of course, man. So, Franco. Where are you from? I mean, no one really knows. Not a lot of people may know you. I mean, I know you at this point. What's your story, man?
Okay, let's see where to start. Okay. I was born in Kenya.
Okay.
Nairobi, to be specific.
Oh, that's...
The capital.
Really?
Yeah, the capital.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. And I came to the Americas when I was 6. I stayed in Philadelphia for like a year or two.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved over to the suburbs in Norristown.
Okay.
Which is basically near King of Prussia, if you don't know where Norristown is.
I know where Norristown is. That's like 10 minutes out from my house.
Yeah, yeah. He lives in Bluebell. So
yes, I do live in Bluebell.
We live really near each other. Uh-huh. Never knew. So, small world.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been in Norristown ever since. Then I came over to Drexel, and that's how we met.
That's the story of a life right there. What is Kenya like? Do you remember it at all?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. I love the weather. That's what I miss. I love Pennsylvania, but the weather is not it.
I don't know if we can compare it to, you know, Africa.
I like the weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. Like 70s all the time. And I miss the weather. I miss my family. All my family is in Kenya.
Okay.
Almost all my family. Mm-hmm. I have some family in other countries like England, China, and India. But most of my family is in Kenya, and I miss them. I visited back in summer of 2014.
Okay.
I went back for like 3 months.
Who did you go and visit?
Everybody.
Oh, really?
And I hadn't seen it. And my brother. My brother didn't come with us.
Okay.
So I hadn't seen my brother in like almost like 10 years. So it's good to see my brother after 10 years. And it was good to see everybody. So, yeah.
So your brother still lives in Kenya, like, permanently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no reason for him to come because he was old. He was like, he was almost done college and we're coming over.
Yeah.
So his life was set.
Does he work over there?
He works over there.
What does he do?
He's a special ed teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of nice because my sister's autistic. My
My
youngest sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's autistic, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was influenced by that.
How is it like being around her and stuff like that? Is it okay?
Patience.
Yeah.
You gotta have a lot of patience.
Of course.
But yeah, it makes you see a different part of life. You know,
mm-hmm.
Be grateful for what you have. Because not everybody can have, like, cause we caught on to her autism late, so hers is kind of bad.
Okay.
So, it's good to be appreciative of what you have.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good way to put it, man.
Yeah.
You know, being appreciative of what you have.
Yeah.
So, we always appreciate life for what it is, and no matter the good or the bad. So,
that's good, yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she's a good, great sister otherwise.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She's family, you know?
Yeah, family.
Yeah, so how many siblings do you actually have, though?
I have 4 sisters. Yes.
Four sisters.
Kind of tough. It's not as bad as you think, but 4 sisters and then 1 brother. They're all older than me. I'm the youngest by far.
Yes.
My brother is like, he's turning 40 this December.
Your brother's turning 40,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he's turning 40. And it goes down like that. I was the baby. So.
The little baby?
The little baby, yeah.
Yeah.
So life was easy as a kid.
Because they kind of just didn't care, right?
And
their parents?
And like my older sisters were my parents, kind of.
Okay.
So I didn't have to do shit at home, no chores or anything.
So they all just like looked after you?
Yeah, looked after me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great.
How's baby? Yeah.
Yeah, I only have Luke. He's my only brother. But
yeah, it's cool. You have a twin.
Yeah.
You guys grew up with each other, and everything at the same time.
Cool. Yeah, man. We played tennis together like all the time. That was the best part about it because we played the same sport, and you know we had some similar traits. But it was always good growing up with him because you know he was always with me through thick and thin.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. But you said, wait, you have family in China?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who lives in China? What part of your family lives in China?
My one cousin, I have so many cousins.
Yeah.
On my dad's side, my dad is, he's the second to last of like 12 kids.
Okay.
And then like, all of them are much older. Like those cousins, like I'm the youngest with like my cousins too. So like I have two cousins that live in China.
Okay.
And then one lives in India.
Okay.
And then I have a cousin that lives in Denmark. No, Finland.
Finland?
Where was that?
You have family all over the fucking place.
And then I have an uncle that lives in England.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. I have family in Italy. That's about the extent of, like, my family members that I know.
I got you.
It's like, I'm almost...
Italian.
Yeah, 100% pretty much. From what I know.
Okay.
I don't know if, like, you know, if you did one of those, like, ancestry tests... I'm sure I'd find some other sort of background. But I mean, I just say I'm 100.
I got you.
Because also...
Wait, I'll low-key want to take those. Like, well, what if I get somewhere like 25% European? I'd be like, yo.
What if like you took it and you just like some percentage of something you never thought you'd be? I think that's the cool part about them.
Yeah. If you guys ever saw me, most of you have not seen me. I'm as dark as you can get. So if I'm any kind of European descent... It'll be crazy.
maybe you have a little bit in you. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a cool thing.
Yeah. But, so, when did you move from Kenya? When you were really young? You said six?
Five, six. It's turning six.
So, I mean, what is the food like? Could you give me, like, an example of some Kenyan dishes?
So...
I don't really know much about Kenya, so...
So, it depends on, like, which tribe you're from. So there's lots of tribes in Kenya. There's like over 40 tribes in Kenya.
So what tribe are you from?
I'm a Kikuyu.
Kikuyu?
Yeah, that's like Gikuyu. That's like the official term to say.
Okay.
But most people say Kikuyu.
Kikuyu.
And that's like the biggest. That's the biggest tribe.
Okay.
And we live more in like the high grounds.
Yeah.
The mountains and stuff. So we mostly ate like cattle and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so our foods are mainly based with like beef and shit. And then some veggies and lots of carbs. So like
breads.
Yeah. And our food is highly influenced by Indian food.
Okay, yeah. I love Indian food.
Yeah, because the Indians came when we were colonized by the Brits, they brought the Indians to like make the railroads, the trains, you know, like how the Asians were.
Oh, really?
Over. Yeah. So that's how there's so many Indians in Kenya. And like so we have chapatis. We have samosas.
I love samosas.
And then, we have lots of curry in our foods. And then other foods like, like mandazis. And then,
what are mandazis?
Mandazis is like, it's dough, fried dough, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like fried dough.
Yeah, I feel like every single culture has some sort of fried dough.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Like the staple, I think everybody would know in Kenya, like every Kenyan would know, is called nyani.
Nyani?
Nyani. Nyani. With ugali.
I'm just gonna act like I know how to pronounce that. Yeah, I got it.
So it's like it's cooked spinach or cabbage, whichever you choose, with ugali, which is like it's like I don't know what it's called. It's like white starch. Switch it up, young guys.
Okay.
Yeah, switch it up. It's like that. And that's like a staple everybody would know.
Yo, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it's really different because when I came to America, like I had a hard time eating American foods.
Because you were just so used to all the Kenyan dishes.
Yeah, at least for me, like when I came here, I used to puke a lot when I ate.
Really?
Yeah, I did. When I first got here.
That's rough, man.
But I tried to eat anything, so.
Jeez.
My mom really had to pack food for me all the time. Anytime I ate school lunch, I puked all the time.
Like, what would you eat that made you puke? Just anything?
It's like anything. So, like your typical, like, what is it? Like, your typical, what do you have? Like, the pizzas? Like, I never had pizza before.
Oh, so whenever you ate pizza.
Yeah, it was, like, it would be like pizza. Things like applesauce. Like what else?
Dude, applesauce is so good.
Yeah, I used to puke, but I like it now. I like it now, but, like, at first, it took me some time to adjust to it.
How young, like, was it, like, when you were very young?
Yeah, when I first started, like, the first year. I got used to it. But the first year when I got here, it took me some time. It was weird, because nobody else in my family had, like, were puking or anything.
Yeah,
I guess because they were older and they ate some foods. Because some of the foods are in Kenya.
Yeah.
But I was, like, six, so I was always at home.
Okay. My mom,
at home, everybody just cooks Kenyan food.
Yeah.
They're not going to be cooking any, like...
They're not going to be, like, you know, let's make some spaghetti and meatballs kind of deal, you know?
My sisters were older, so, like, they probably went out to a restaurant when they had that.
Oh, okay.
So they were used to it.
Yeah. It's funny. I used to hate... You know Lunchables? Do you know what Lunchables are?
Oh, yeah. I never had it, but I've seen them. Those sandwiches are funny.
Yeah. I used to have the like, little sandwich ones on crackers.
Oh, yeah.
And I hated the cheese... in Lunchables, and I remember one time in, I think it was either preschool or kindergarten, so I was probably around the same age when you, maybe I was a little younger than when you moved, but it was probably the same age, but the teacher made me eat the cheese, because I didn't like the cheese, and I didn't want it, but she made me eat it, and then I threw up everywhere, and I was like, fuck you. Well, in my little kid head, I was just kind of mad, but now I'm like...
Why'd she make you eat it?
I don't know. It was just like some stubborn teacher thing.
Okay, I got
you. They all had like their weird like...
Yeah.
Quirks or whatever.
Wait, so do you not like cheese too?
No, I love cheese.
Oh, you love cheese? Oh,
it was only the Lunchables cheese because it tasted like... just tasted disgusting to me.
Okay, I got you.
You know? Okay. It's almost like the Kraft singles. I don't really eat those because they're so... processed and packaged, and they just don't taste they don't taste like cheese. They taste unnatural.
Okay, I got you. I'm not a cheese guy at all. I really hate cheese.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm like the only person that I've never met anybody else who hates cheese like me.
I know some people who don't really like cheese.
Yeah.
Because they're just I just know people because they're a different culture and they don't really like it.
Yeah.
But. You just don't like it because you never really had it that much, I guess?
No, I had it. I hate everything about cheese. Like, I hate the smell.
All of it?
Yeah, I hate when, how it's, gets stretchy and gooey. That disgusts me so much. Like, mac and cheese? Oh, my God.
Wait.
That disgusts
dude,
me.
Dude, mac and cheese is so good.
It disgusts me. Oh, my God. When it's good mac and cheese and it's, makes that noise.
Yeah.
Wait,
you mean when it's, really melted and it mushes around?
Melted is the worst. Like, I could eat, a solid cheese, maybe.
What,
like,
a slice?
Like, a slice. Like, but if it's hot, oh, no, I can't.
How many cheeses have you eaten? Like, just two?
Like, two kinds of cheese. I don't know. Yeah, I ate it two times, and I hated it. But I still eat my pizzas and stuff, but, I need some sauce to, really cover it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, pizza's a different element.
Yeah.
It's not, cheese by itself. And
that's true, yeah.
So this sauce can really overpower it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
With all the spices.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm not gonna be eating any what is it called? What are those the slices called? Or
the Kraft singles.
Kraft singles. I'm eating a block of cheese for fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna come in one time and Frank is just gonna be gnawing on a block of cheese. You would never.
I'm never.
No, that's interesting. I didn't know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that you. One thing that Frank and I have in common is we both play squash and tennis.
Oh, yeah.
As you say. But Franco is a much superior squash player.
Oh, yeah. I try.
Yes. Be humble. So yes. But how long haven't you been playing for such a long time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was my first sport. My dad played. So I always used to go with him to the club.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing when I was 4 or 5.
Oh, that's pretty young. That's around the same time I started playing tennis.
Yeah, so... I've been playing it all my life, and then I started playing tennis when I was older, 8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 or 9. That's when I started playing.
Yeah, but you're not bad. I hit with Franco once in a while. He's not bad.
Yeah.
He's got
I try. Yeah. One-hander is okay. That's good.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. Yeah. I've seen worse, you know, for being a coach and all, but it's been nice. Franco and I, we have a decent amount in common, even though I didn't really know him that much.
Yeah.
He likes a lot of the same music I do.
That's true.
He's a big Ghana guy.
Ghana amigos, Ghana amigos.
Did you recently go to a Ghana concert?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how was that, man?
It was great. I was at the Theater of Living Arts.
Oh, really? Was that TLA?
Yeah, TLA, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was nice. So I went with some of my friends, my best friend Eric.
Yeah, I met Eric last weekend.
And then some of his friends from Villanova, they came over, went to the Ghana concert. Lil Keed was there, if y'all know Lil Keed.
No, I don't really know.
He's a Philly rapper, he's coming up.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I've heard the name.
It was great. Ghana did his thing.
Yeah,
he did all of the hits. I'm talking about OOK, Pedestrian, Who You Foolin'. He did With It.
Did you Space it. Cadet?
No, he didn't do Space Cadet. Oh, no, I think he did do Space Cadet. No.
From Metro?
Yeah, Metro. He did do it, because I was like, oh, he's going to bring Metro?
No, Metro probably won't be there. But.
Yeah, Metro was never going to come by. I was hoping for somebody to come.
What, Lil Baby?
Yeah, when he did Drip Too Hard, I was hoping Lil Baby would come.
Yeah, pop out.
Yeah, pop out. No,
that would have been cool.
That would have been really cool.
But the place would have went wild. TLA isn't that big. It's just like...
Yeah, it's not that big, but yeah. We were able to get up to the front. It was crazy.
You got up front?
Yeah, we're up front.
Did you push people, or you just kind of like...
We push people.
Yeah.
We push people.
Was it super like crowded?
It was crowded. Yeah. We went through the sides, and then finessed our way in the middle.
Damn.
Like, people were getting really lit.
Was there mosh pits?
Yeah, there's
not. It's not really rage music.
It's not raging music.
Yeah, it's true.
But like, it was really tight because everybody was trying to get up front.
Yeah.
Because like, he came down, I was an idiot. I was taking a video, I was trying to edit it, and he was right there in front of me, and I didn't even know. I was so mad.
You were editing a video during a concert?
Yeah, like, and now you put on Snapchat, it's going to put like a little filter or something.
Oh, so you edited it that way. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then he was right there in front of me. When I looked up, he was turning around. Like 2 feet away from him.
I could have high-fived him.
Yeah, I could have.
You'd be like, yo, I high-fived Ghana.
Yeah, that's my goal. Let's do a collab with them, you know, one day.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's what I wanted to get to. So for those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, because not a lot of you may know Franco.
Yeah.
Franco is also a musician. He produces, do you produce them or do you have a producer?
No, I have a producer, my friend Eric.
Okay, so your friend Eric produces your songs.
Yeah, he makes the beats, he does everything.
Yeah, and you rap and kind of sing sometimes. It's kind of like a Travis, Travis-y vibe.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I was gonna be like, I don't use autotune yet. I'm all natural so far.
Yes.
All natural.
All natural. But his rap name is Kenyon Kush.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
With the money sign on the S.
Dude, how did you get that name?
Oh, so 11th grade with my guy, Mr. Irvine, the best teacher, AP Push, AP History.
Yeah,
and
AP US.
AP US History.
Yeah.
And so we're done taking the AP test. It's like about this time, 3 years ago. We're done taking the AP test, so you know you don't do anything in class.
Yeah, you just kind of dick around.
Yeah, so we all of us, the students, were just chilling, talking with Irvine. And then he was like, let me give some of you guys some nicknames. And then they were like, hey, you should be called Kenyon Kush. So we're talking about these extracurricular activities. I'm not going to out him, just in case.
Yeah, bikers are trying to nail us out here. They zoom it up on us real fast. Look it up.
Oh, shit. And he gave me the name Kenyon Kush. Everybody started dying. I was like, yo, that's actually kind of tough. I forgot about it. I didn't forget about it. I just forgot about it. And then I started rapping like last summer. And I was like, I might as well say Kenyon Kush. That's a tough name. And that's how I became the Kenyon Kush.
Dude, that's a great, intro name, I have to say. Definitely memorable, I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
and it describes you kind of well. Kenyan.
Oh, yeah, Kenyan, yeah. But I don't partake in the kush.
Oh, well, that's good, brother.
Yeah. Which is ironic.
It's funny. Dude, what made... Wait, why'd you start rapping? You never actually, like, told me how you got into just doing it.
So, like, Eric got really interested in producing music.
Okay.
Like, he got the Fruity Loop thing. He was just having fun with it. I tried doing it, too, but, like...
So, wait, what does he have?
Fruity Loop. That's the software he uses.
Okay.
To produce beats.
Yeah.
And we both started doing it, and I hated it. I was like, it's just too much. I have no patience for it. So, I was like, and I really fucked with the beats he was making, so I was like...
Yeah.
I don't mind making music.
Yeah.
I was like, you make the beats... And then I rap on it for fun.
So he just like got really into producing the music, and then you were just like, oh, I'll rap on it just for shits. And
So
next thing you know, you just
just freestyle for fun. I was like, we might as well make a couple songs with this.
Yeah.
So like, he bought some sets. He bought the microphone. He bought the synthesizer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we started. We first recorded our first song in November in his dorm in St. Mary's, Villanova.
Okay.
And that's what we named our studio, St. Mary Studios. And we did our first freestyle for fun, made in 20 minutes, put it on SoundCloud. It was terrible. But that's how it all started. We just did it for fun. It was like, it's like how you do podcasts.
Yeah.
But like, if we make it, we make it. All you need is one song.
Yeah. Well, you have to start somewhere, no matter if it's good or bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't always expect the best product at the first time.
That's right, yeah.
So.
And so we're like, then now he's gotten much better with the mastering. Like, he knows how to do really...
Yeah, you've gotten better music. Lyrically, right?
Yeah, lyrically, yeah. Definitely got better lyrically.
Do you write your own lyrics or everything freestyle?
Yeah, and I write my lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the only freestyle. Right now, I actually take my time.
So, you sit down and just, go at it?
Yeah, like, I get my best thoughts at nighttime for some reason.
Really? Like how late? Like really
2 a.m. type of shit.
Oh, shit.
So, like, at 2 a.m., like, I'm usually... usually my room just chilling, thinking of lyrics, and then I just write them down and just go with the beat.
So what you're telling me is that 2 a.m. you were producing songs right across the hall for me.
I've been slacking off. I'm almost done one. I should have been done more by now, but just like you, this term has been really busy.
Okay.
And I haven't had time to do as much.
But yeah, that's me. That's why right when I started my job. Like, it's been hard for me to, I've just been coming up with ideas for, pods, but I haven't actually, committed to any of them. And here we are now, so this is good.
It's good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to go to the studio. I'm doing a song for a commercial for a class, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, we're doing a commercial for Old Spice.
Oh,
we made a song for Old Spice.
But not actually Old Spice, just like for like a homework thing, or is he?
Yeah, for the homework thing. Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
sending it to the actual company.
No.
I think you should. Maybe
yeah.
they use it.
Huh?
Maybe they use it.
That'd be tough. I talk about all good things about them.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna present that on the first week of June for our finals and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like a little advertisement.
Yeah. How many songs do you actually have?
So far. I dropped my first single. It was supposed to drop Friday, but I dropped on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm on all platforms, guys. Spotify, Apple, Napster, Google Play. Okay, well, I'm not on Amazon or Pandora, but I will be there soon. We don't need it, but I just want Amazon for clout. What are those things called?
Echo Dot. Yeah, I have one in my room.
You have one in your room?
Yeah.
I just want people to say, Kenyan Kush, Mirror Mirror. And my song just pops up.
But you could play it. If you're on Spotify, they could just say,
through
Spotify.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That's true, yeah.
And then your name, then Alexa would be like, playing Mirror Mirror.
Bye. Oh, yeah, tell me. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, but we're on everything else except Pandora and Amazon. But yeah, if you want to listen, I just dropped a single, my first single by myself. Kenyan Kush, Mirror Mirror.
Okay. I'll have to listen. I mean, I've listened to it multiple times, but
yeah,
I'm sure other people need to listen to it.
Yeah. Hit me up the streams.
Get your name out there.
And if you feel like buying my song, it's only 69 cents. I know you got, it's less than a dollar, damn near free.
Is it actually, it's not even free on iTunes?
No.
You have to pay 69 cents for it?
iTunes, is iTunes separate from Apple Music?
That's the same thing.
The same thing? Yeah, you can get it for free in Apple Music.
Oh,
if you want to buy it, you can buy it. So
damn near free, you might as well. But, then another song I dropped is called The Grind, which is a collab with another rapper from Villanova.
Oh, that's where you got the Cuddy hum, right? Where you like do the Travis Cuddy hum.
Oh, yeah. That's the one. that was a great song we did. And I have two other songs fully like already recorded and everything, just ready to drop. We're dropping, one's called Ice.
Okay.
That's being dropped the first week of June.
The first week of June?
Yeah.
Do you have like a date on, like that weekend right there?
Yeah, that weekend.
So so it might be on Sam's birthday?
Might be, like June 5th or something.
She's June 2nd.
June 2nd?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the first weekend? Yeah, maybe you can drop on June 2nd. And then...
You're that same... Greg was gonna drop his song on your birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, you're welcome. That's my present. Straight heat for you.
Yeah.
And then the last week of June, which is my favorite song, definitely my best song out there so far yet. It's called General Kush, which I actually freestyled for you before.
Oh, that one? Yeah. Yo, that one's dope.
Yeah, so General Kush is going to be dropping the last week. I want to rise up a little bit. Okay song, good song, great ass song. So yeah, I'm General Kush. If you guys are going to listen to at least one of my songs, wait for General Kush.
Frank was pretty talented, actually. He does try. But I like his stuff. It's some of mine. I like jumping up and down to it. Going off.
He's the best hype man. He's the best hype man.
That's what I like to think.
Appreciate it. Especially when I dropped The Grind. Oh, man, it's been a thing.
Yeah, man. I support Franco in his endeavors. How could you not? He's a real nice guy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. So what are you majoring in? Like, what do you want to? I know you got the music as more of like a hobby side thing, but what are you like? What are you doing at school and stuff like that?
Okay, so I'm an accounting and finance major.
Okay.
I mean, the 5-year program, the 3 co-op.
Yes.
But accounting right now, I'm kind of iffy on. I'm not really sure if I'm really going to major in accounting yet. I have some time to switch.
Okay.
If I do switch, it'll probably be like MIS, Management Information Systems.
Yeah.
Or Real Estate Management Development.
Oh, really?
And then double with that with finance. Because I really like finance. That's what I co-opted. Bluebell.
Oh, yo! Represent.
Yeah, I was a financial advisor and I loved that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I definitely want to keep finance, but accounting... iffy right now.
Counting's a lot of numbers, right? It's kind of tough.
Yeah, it's just knowing where to put the numbers. It's like a language. Like, you gotta know what to use. It's not even that the calculation's difficult.
Yeah.
You gotta put numbers in specific places and use some certain numbers for calculations.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's so hard. You have to memorize all that stuff.
Yeah, my mom originally was an accounting major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she went to Nova. So.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that's nice.
Yeah. And then she didn't really like it that... She didn't love it that much.
Okay.
So she ended up doing something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I do like that enough.
What? So that's when you want to be a financial advisor?
In the future, I'd like to be, like, when I'm almost done my career.
Yeah?
Like, I'll just buy... Hopefully I have enough of my own money to buy, like, myself a good office and do that. Oh. But I don't want to do it in the as my major career.
Okay. So eventually you want to get to that... Yeah. You want to reach that goal.
Yeah. I kind of do want to do like what my boss did. He did it earlier and he's doing so successful with it. He went to Drexel too.
Okay.
He and Maya Drex. And he opened up his own firm. Now he's making bank.
Open up your own firm. You're going to
gonna
go places, you know?
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to save a lot of money for my career. It's a good thing. You're really helping families out.
Yeah. So, of course.
Like, so we help families with like college financing. So like, a family that just had a kid the other day. They're trying to figure out how much money to save for the kid's schooling.
Okay.
Mortgage, how to deal with mortgage. We dealt with life insurances. We offered life insurances for families.
Really?
Just in case one of the parents dies, the family's still good.
Yeah.
Investments, that's what we really majored in. Investments, putting your money in the right securities and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're helping families out, you know? It's a good thing.
Dude, helping people out is the best, especially when you, when you could do, you know, when you could do that with your actual like, in your life. That's such an amazing goal, man.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be a nice job to finish off my life with, you know.
Yeah.
It's not stressful.
Like, not stressful, and you're helping people.
Yeah, helping people. It's just good, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's really cool though. Do you like Drexel? I mean,
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville's been great so far.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Been shafted a couple times, you know. It never really fully affected me. Like, U-Cross. I was originally supposed to stay in U-Cross.
Yeah. That's where we stayed last year before our house.
And we waited over 10 hours to get an apartment. 10 hours. We went there at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
We got there, the line was packed, going all around U-Cross. And we didn't get our apartment until 4:30 p.m. So
I know the feeling, because I waited in that same line for probably the same amount of time you did. Yeah, we got there at like 6, mm-hmm. and the line was out the door, and we waited so long, but we eventually got what we wanted. But what we did was we interchanged people. So if one person had class, we would leave someone there who didn't have class, and then they were switched so they could go to their class, and then we would have people there back and forth.
Oh, yours was during the week.
Yes, it was during a Monday. It was on a Monday.
Terrible.
So terrible. We waited so long, because I remember I just left in the middle of a class to go sign the lease.
Oh, okay,
just walked out.
Oh, that's a man.
Just walked out in the middle of it.
Got to. You're waiting all those hours.
Yeah, man. I liked U-Cross, but it doesn't beat the house, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The house is so nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
So much freedom. Do what you want.
Yeah, it's great having you too there. So it's
throw parties, not worry about it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A lot of parties. Yeah. We've been doing it more often.
Yeah.
It's good to have you around for those. So.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, dude. Aren't you going to Miami soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Miami tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I think Jack had mentioned you are leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon after my accounting class at 4:45.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to go to visit my friend, close friend, Alicia. She goes to FIU, Florida International University.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while, so it's I might as well visit.
I'm sure she'll be excited to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see her. Enjoy the good weather.
What are you doing? You're just chilling on Miami Beach?
In Miami Beach. She's going to take me out to some clubs and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm still going to do some homework, but that's all good.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad you're going to miss my birthday, but it's all good.
Are you guys doing anything this weekend? Or is it the next weekend?
On Monday, we're doing something.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, because it's school Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do something on Monday, on my actual birthday.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
And that'll be that.
I'll send you a happy birthday message. All of Miami.
Sing me a song.
I send you a song.
I wanna freestyle. So
I send you a snap video.
Yeah, that works for me, man.
So you guys are 21 then.
Yeah, 21, man.
You're big boys.
Yes, I know. I feel like that's the last. I don't know if you agree with this, but I feel like that's the last memorable birthday until 30.
25, kind of.
Yeah. I mean,
you can rent a house without having to worry about anybody.
Oh, that's true. I guess that's a. It's 18, you can buy cigarettes, and then 21, you can legally drink.
Yeah.
And then I guess 25, you can rent a house.
Yeah. Dumbass rule.
It is so dumb. It's so dumb, man. Yeah, so Frank and I are actually walking on Penn's campus now.
Oh, yeah.
Just to inform you where we're walking, to the people, of course.
I have no idea where I am. I've never walked this way before in my life.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
this is my running route.
Oh, is your running route? Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so we're literally just walking my running route.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a couple miles, but I enjoy it.
Hey, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Have you ever been this far on Penn's campus?
Yeah, I've been far. Because I know that's the hockey. Is that the hockey thing? No, that's not the hockey thing.
That's the Coliseum. That's their track and field,
track and
football
field. My sister went to Penn, so I've been here before.
Oh, I didn't know your sister went to Penn.
She graduated in 2015.
Oh, so not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you look at Penn, or did you just mainly look at
Penn? No, I applied to Penn. I got waitlisted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I had to apply. My sister went.
Yeah.
But my grades weren't as good as hers.
Alright.
So, that's cool. I'm happy with Drexel.
Yeah.
Drexel's been great so far.
Yeah, dude. Drexel's nice. It has a decent variety of things that you could do. And
The people, variety of people.
Very true, man.
Between this and Delaware, I was happy.
That's funny.
Here.
That was my in my top three.
Yeah,
I was Drexel, Villanova, and Delaware.
Yeah.
This is nice. Being in the city, there's so many schools around you, so
yeah,
you can visit anyone.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I being in the city, that's my favorite part.
Especially the best moment was when the Eagles won last year.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Did you run down to the city?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I talked about that in a previous podcast.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But that was one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah, it was good times.
Definitely emotionally, it was probably the best.
Yeah.
Because, my heart was in it that whole season, so.
Okay, I got you.
Good thing it wasn't torn out of my chest.
That's true. That'd have been bad.
Yeah. Dude, there are so many noises.
Yeah.
There's a traffic guard just blowing his whistle.
Yeah.
Just, it's annoying sound. But, yeah, dude, well, thanks for coming on the pod, man. Oh, but I'm starting to do this, how do you say it? What is it? Just kind of a little thing at the end of each one.
Oh, okay.
And it's called MM, Michael Memory.
Okay.
And it's your favorite memory of me.
Okay.
So far, I guess. We haven't been friends for very long, but...
But it should be fresh.
Yes, you can have a good one if you want.
Let me think. Let me think. Maybe one of the ones from this weekend. You're pretty messed up on Friday. Is it Friday night or Saturday night? I forgot.
Both.
Yeah, I said both. Shit. I'm trying to think.
It was probably just me running around being me, so.
Oh, favorite moment, right? Was
yeah.
that, okay. Well, sad for me. We're playing ping pong.
Yes.
This man is clutch. Clutcher than Dave.
Oh, beer pong, you're talking about?
Yeah, pong. So, I think we're ahead. We were ahead. I was ahead. My team was ahead.
Yeah.
And then, you guys caught up, and then you have to do once you catch up, you both hit it in, and then you have to stack it up.
Yeah, over time.
Top one, over time. And then you came in clutch and almost hit all of them in one. I was so mad. I forgot who my partner was. But the thing that was my favorite. It was sad. But it's not that deep. It's ping pong. But
yeah.
That was a cool ass memory of you.
Oh, well, you'll see a lot of that as you live with us for the next couple of months.
That was clutch.
But. Yeah, dude, that was a good one. I love playing pong mm-hmm. with all you guys, and it's always one of my favorite memories because I remember almost every single game I play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a really good memory with it. So it's like you asked me about a game a long time ago. I'd be like, yeah, I remember that. I was sucked or I was good or not. Mm-hmm. But thank you for coming on the pod, man.
Hey,
it was great having you. Guys, I'll be coming out with more episodes more frequently now that I've gotten settled in and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe you'll see Franco again on here. Probably will eventually.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who want to come on and just, talk about anything they want, any topic. And if you want to be on it, like I said, you can always contact me directly. You can contact some of my pals who can contact me,
Do you have a special email for this?
No, I just say, just use my Instagram.
Okay, gotcha.
But other than that, guys, thank you so much. I love you all so much.
Yeah.
Franco, you can sign off and then I will.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, Michael. I really appreciate it. It was a good time talking with you. And, hey, listen to my music. So I'm dropping Kenyon Kush.
Yes, with $ is an S, baby.
Yeah, that's all. Ice dropping soon. Peace out. Thank you.
Yes, and this is Michael DeAngelis III signing off. Thank you for listening to Walk and Talk. Love you guys.